This is Adrian from the Green Screen of Death, here at Victoria, BC, outside Silver City, where we just watched Star Wars The Force Awakens in 3D IMAX. I was very lucky and honored that my brothers could come down to watch with me. My wife, Sarah, also joined us. So just a quick heads up, we're not going to talk spoilers. We're basically just interested in giving a fully spoiler-free review. This is going to take place in two parts. You may notice that I didn't mention Bill's name in the intro. That's because he has to come to the second screening at 10 o'clock. And I'm also sticking around for the second screening. So I'm seeing Star Wars The Force Awakens two times in a row, back to back. See, I'm very honored. Like I said, my brothers are here. Would you say hello? Say your name. What's up?
Hey, this is Kyle.
Hello, this is Jeremy.
Right on, bros. Thanks for coming down. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. One thing I was curious about, I mentioned this to you guys earlier. I'll start with you first, Kyle. Did you have any concerns coming into the movie? Because this is big. This is Star Wars, man.
Yeah, well, you know, I was just like, I knew he was going to do really well, but obviously, you know, we didn't want him to mess it up or anything, or, you know, put some stupid story into it or something that, you know, might butcher our childhood. Yeah. Or, you know, but for me, I love the movie. I thought he did an amazing job.
Right on.
And he put a lot of love into it, and it showed in the movie.
Right on. Jared, did you have the same concerns?
I didn't. It's weird. I didn't really have any concerns going in, because I kind of like got emotional like watching the trailer, like the same one that they showed to the actress.
Okay. Yeah.
Daisy, you know, I felt exactly the same way. I was like emotionally taken, and I was like, I knew I was gonna love it. Yeah.
Right on. Cool. And I felt to quote Owen Wilson from Armageddon, I had that scared, nervous feeling going in. I don't know if I'm more scared or more nervous or the other way around, but that's how I felt. And I had the same feeling, Jer. I got very emotional watching the trailers. So the buildup was there. It's huge. And I'm very happy to report J.J. Abrams and everybody else totally deliver the goods in this film. Just feels so good. One thing I was curious about to ask you guys, again, I'll start with Kyle. At what point in the movie did it click for you and you're like, all right, I'm watching a Star Wars movie?
For me, it was right off the bat.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was amazing. Just the whole credits to, you know, the sky thing that we're used to.
Yeah.
Put you back right into that universe.
Yeah.
And JJ, he was able to capture that whole spirit of the Star Wars universe perfectly, and for me it felt like, yeah, it was just like Lucas, you know, like Lucas's story continued.
Yeah.
And he showed it with the humor and action and everything.
Yeah.
I think he did a great job.
Cool. Did you have any kind of different experience for when it clicked for you, Jer?
Yeah, I think it took about 5 to 10 minutes before it clicked. I think in my recollection right now, it was the first scene with Kylo Ren and Finn.
Okay.
And when that got going, and then I was a little like jilted at first, and then I was like, uh-oh, and then it started flowing. And then cool. I got lost in it.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, and now I'm in a different place, in a way different place than I was before.
Right on.
I did thought of something to say. I think it's everyone's love that they put into the movie. I feel like a container that just imploded and all the love just rushed in at once.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now I'm trying to make heads and tails about how I feel about everything.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm a little bit emotionally confused because so much rushed in at once.
Oh yeah.
And there's so many feelings, and it's going to take time for me to contextualize what happened.
Oh, totally.
In this experience.
Yeah, it's tough to, you know, we just got out of the movie like 10 minutes ago, so it's tough. I had a blend of kind of both your guys' reactions of when it clicked, when it became Star Wars for me. I was just like, Yeah, the opening sort of prologue that gives you the update. That got me right into the mood right away. Then you get some blaster fighting in the opening. That was pretty cool. And I was just like, all right, here we go, man. This is Star Wars, dude. And I was just so happy. Did you guys have a favorite character in the movie?
For me... that's a tough one.
Tough, right?
Tough.
Off the rail, off the bat, I'd probably say Finn.
Yeah.
Finn. I love Finn, yeah.
How about you, Jared?
I thought there was a lot of power and a very captivating performance by Daisy.
Yeah.
She just grabbed me right off, and, you know, she like, stole my heart right from the first moment that we didn't see her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had the same reaction. I think she's my favorite character because she's, she's beautiful, right? But she's a great actress. She did a terrific job with the material and just her on-screen presence. She was just, like, mesmerizing. I was just hypnotized every time she was on screen. And not just because I'm, like, a simpleton, but she brought a lot to this role. I was really impressed. Of course, I've got a very soft spot for BB-8 in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
How cool is BB-8?
He is the man.
I knew when we started seeing him rolling around, I'm like, little guy's going to steal the show.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know, do you... because we may have some people listening who haven't seen the film yet... What would you say to people that haven't seen it yet, that are maybe a little nervous about Star Wars, Force Awakens?
If you're a fan of the movies, you'll love this movie. You can't go wrong, and it's a must-see, definitely.
What would you say, Jared?
If you're a fan of being a human, this is a human experience,
yeah.
And you deserve to be a part of it.
Oh, yeah. And I'm really hopeful that it'll just kick off the youngest generation to follow the footsteps that we've followed, because Star Wars was a big part of us growing up. It was a big part of, you know, becoming an adolescent and adult. Like, it was just so ingrained in our childhood and young adulthood, and now we're adults. It's like, you know, it's still here, man. It still plays a part in our lives, and I really hope that, and I think that today's, you know, younger generation, they're going to really click with this stuff. And with Rey, the female lead, I think she's a really great example of catapulting women in the front of a big action, blockbuster, sci-fi, amazing franchise. And they did a great job of putting her front and center and giving her a lot to work with. I'm curious to see how people will react to that, because it's obvious when you're watching the trailer she plays a big role, and she does a great job, so I'm really excited. You know, I can't wait to watch this with our niece Christina. Like, I want to see how she reacts, not just to her but to all the characters, you know. Like, they're all just so cool and rich and well developed. Were there any Can you think of anything else you want to talk about?
How about people you knew were going to be in it, but you didn't know how you were going to see them? Will that reveal too much?
Yeah, we may not want to say too much about characters who aren't in the trailer.
Yeah.
But it was cool to see. We do see some familiar faces.
What do you mean that? We can't talk
about. Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. No, I'm still recording. Oh. I don't want to cut stuff.
Oh.
I don't want to go back and cut because I'm posting this tonight.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, there's a lot. Well, I guess our point here is there's a lot for those of us who grew up with Star Wars and a lot for the next generation to enjoy in this film. did you have any issues with any of the pacing in the film at all?
No, for me, I think it was paced beautifully. I think it all.
Yeah.
We got to know the characters quite well, and then they developed the story quickly. And yeah, I think it was done perfectly.
Jared?
Pacing. you know, it was kind of like this movie takes your heart and sends it into hyperdrive.
Yeah, totally.
So it's so fast, and your mind naturally wants to put the pieces together. And God bless JJ and his writing crew that you could kind of see it, but you couldn't. So you had to stay in the moment, and that is really hard to do. That that's kind of a miracle that he pulled off for this.
Oh yeah,
because every, you know, we just want to. I actually remember in the first couple of minutes, I'm like, I wanted a puzzle piece, what was happening. I wanted to figure it out. And then, you know, a great storyteller, he didn't quite let you latch on, so you had to stay in the moment. You had to stay in that pocket of experiencing. Yeah. And I was really happy about that. And
right on.
Because that can pull you out of the experience, and I'm glad that I was more thrust into it than pulled out.
Yeah, for sure. Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have much else to say right now. This is just sort of initial reactions. Do you guys have anything else you want to add before we shut her down?
No, I just think it's great and everyone should see it.
Right on, Jared.
Yeah.
Ditto.
Yeah.
Right on.
I loved that one character, the tall silver stormtrooper.
Oh yeah, Captain Phasma.
I loved Captain Phasma.
Yeah, Captain Phasma is super cool.
Yes.
Right on. Cool. Yeah, and I love the film, of course. I'm so happy I'm seeing it again right now. So, it'll be kind of a long day tomorrow, but totally worth it. Totally worth it. You can probably hear some of the hubbub in the background. People are just arriving and just leaving the theater, probably to see Star Wars. So, yeah. So, stay tuned. In just a few moments, Bill will join me, and we'll wrap up the podcast, and hopefully you get a lot out of this, and thanks for checking us out. Peace.
See ya.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All right, well, we're back for the second part of our podcast, this time with Bill. What up?
Look who showed up.
That's
the
right.
Fucking talent, bitch.
That's right, man. Yeah, so Bill showed up second screening. I got to see it again.
I'm really envious of you right now, man.
I know, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so what did you think,
like,
man?
The one first time in my life, man, I think I'm pretty much speechless on this one.
Oh, really?
I just said to you, man, I think not the best film of the year, but probably my favorite.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, there are films that have better scripts on a technical level, better stories, but it's all about the execution in this, right?
No, but, like, think about it, man. We're doing this because of Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
All of us.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, Star Wars was my thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I would not be a movie fan without Star Wars.
Yeah.
And this hit on every damn level it possibly could have.
Yep.
Nothing was wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And when was the last time you said that?
Exactly.
Like, this should not have been this good. I did not have expectations this high.
Yeah, yeah.
It's perfect.
It's great.
it makes you think, what happened to George Lucas along the way that they were able to make this now?
Yeah.
The guy who created the goddamn franchise couldn't do this.
Exactly. And I'm glad that that we finally got the you know, the movie we deserved.
Totally.
Like, this is for, one of the things I talked about earlier is how this is for us fans and for new fans as well, because I think this will kick off a new generation of Star Wars fans.
That's, like, when you really think about it, our generation is Star Wars.
Yeah.
Every other generation takes Star Wars as their own, but it's not theirs. Star Wars is ours.
Yeah.
This can be their Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
There's no other. There's Harry Potter is a book.
Yeah.
It's not Star Wars.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, The Matrix, not Star Wars.
Yeah.
This is for everybody now. This is brand new shit, man.
Yeah.
And it's spectacular.
Oh, totally.
I'm buzzing.
Exactly, right?
It's unreal. I don't believe he pulled it off, man.
Yeah. And this crowd was awesome. Like, everybody's cheering, having fun. It was great.
Yeah, every beat you think a crowd would, like, cheer to or, like, gasp to,
This crowd was great.
Oh, yeah.
No talkers. Everybody wanted to hear the damn film.
Yeah.
Oh, it was perfect.
Yeah, it was great.
Everything I wanted it to be and more, man.
Right on, dude.
What was the 7 o'clock show like?
They were a lot more quiet. I think a lot of people were just very reserved, maybe.
Really?
You know, on their toes a little bit. But this crowd was, like, really loosey-goosey. You remember?
Yeah, man.
There was a guy walking to his seat just as the lights went out, and everybody was cheering him on, like, come on, Marcus, hurry up, sit down. All his friends were teasing him and stuff.
Man, this is Star Wars, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I said it before, Disney paid a lot of money for this.
Oh, yeah.
And he knew it wasn't going to suck.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was going to be this good.
Yeah.
I really didn't.
Yeah, I was very surprised by how much I enjoyed it. Even though, like, this franchise is like my entire childhood.
Yeah, man. There's nothing like Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really great. Did you have a favorite character, or?
Han Solo.
Han Solo?
Yeah.
Right on, dude.
Rey's awesome.
Yep.
But I gotta go old school, man.
Nice.
When he came on the screen, and that scene had already been ruined from the trailer.
Yeah.
I still was just like,
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
And I was really, one of the things I talked about is how, the people, Rey and Finn, they play so well together. Yep. Those two. John Boyega, we saw him in Attack the Block, which is an amazing film.
Yes.
This actress, I'm not familiar with her work previous.
I don't think she's done much, but she's really good.
Yeah, she's great. Really great presence.
The idea that new people can carry Star Wars forward to me is so exciting.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, them just relying on the old characters. No, the new characters work.
Oh, totally.
And they really work.
Yeah. And they have enough callbacks to the old stuff where it's not obnoxious. It's little nods. A few characters show up and you're just like, holy shit, that's cool.
Yeah, but they don't fall back on it.
Yeah.
It's just there to be cool and we're moving on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas I read an interview with George Lucas. George Lucas saw the film, and he was like, fans will like it.
Oh, really?
Fuck you, George Lucas.
Grumpy old man.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, but George didn't want to make a movie that people liked.
Yeah.
So we got the prequels.
Yeah, that's right.
This one, man.
Yeah.
This one.
This is the shit.
Yeah, like, don't be surprised if this is in my top 10.
Yeah.
I like it that much.
Oh, it's great. It's so much fun to watch. Like, and that's why I go to movies, is just to be entertained, to have fun, and just enjoy the spectacle of seeing a movie on the big screen.
Dude, I feel like I'm 6 right now.
Nice.
I'm not joking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I say something else?
Yeah.
It's better than Empire.
Better than Empire. Ooh. That's insane.
I think I like it that much, man.
I don't know. It's up there for me, for sure.
Well, it's definitely better than Jedi.
Oh, everything's better than Jedi. Everything's better than Jedi.
I don't know, man. I watched Empire a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And maybe this one's just because it's fresh.
Yeah.
That felt better than Empire, man.
Well, this one moves a lot better than most of the other films when you look at them all.
Yeah. And it doesn't have... Say what you want about J.J. Abrams. There was no J.J. Abrams bullshit in this film.
No, there wasn't.
No, it was a Star Wars film.
Yeah, he put it all aside.
Yeah.
He didn't need to have his own thing in there.
No.
Other than there's one pilot who shows up who is sort of a J.J. Abrams person.
But, yeah, he's in everything J.J., but I laughed at that. I thought that was cool.
I know. It didn't bother me at all. No, it was
I
just
like
cool.
him as an actor, so I don't have a problem with that.
That's right.
But yeah, man. 5 out of 5, man.
Right on. Yeah, I'm right up there too,
6
man.
Out of 5.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's super, super cool.
Yeah.
And I asked Kyle and Jeremy this question. I'll ask you. You answered it already a little bit earlier, but going into this, we were all a little nervous about a new Star Wars. How soon into the film did you put your guard down?
Opening crawl.
Yeah? Right on, dude.
I was there, man.
Right on.
That fucking Lucasfilms Limited logo hit?
Yeah.
I was done.
Nice.
I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you're just along for the ride, and what a fun movie.
And it's cool, too, because I was there, and it never let me go. Whereas if I'm watching Phantom Menace or Attack of the Clones or Revenge of the Sith, it lets me go.
Yeah.
This didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Every scene, scene to scene, it just blends really well together. It's well cut. It moves so nicely.
Yeah, and skip it up for Adam Driver.
Yeah, he's the man in this one.
Yeah, Daisy Ridley is awesome as Rey. John Boyega, as you were saying, is awesome. But Adam Driver.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Talk about the balls to put, like, an art house actor into one of the biggest roles of our time.
Adam Driver is a main character on Girls.
Yeah, that's right.
The Lena Dunham Show on HBO.
That's right.
And he's in Star Wars.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And he's done Noah Baumbach films.
I know. Like, it's like, what the hell is going on, man?
It's awesome.
Yeah, like, it is an awesome time to be a nerd, man.
Oh, big time. Talk about Oscar Isaac. What did you think of Oscar Isaac?
I thought he was great. He wasn't really as much in the movie as I thought he would be. But when he showed up, he was great. Weirdly, he was comic relief.
He was.
And I was like, what?
Yeah. And that's the cool thing about this movie is that it has that comic punch that Lucas never had.
No.
It was through the whole film. There was laughs all over the place. They were very deliberate. There were a couple beats that felt like Joss Whedon kind of jokes. And it made me wonder, did he write those? Did he write that little bit? But
Lucas lost the plot after Empire, man.
Yeah.
Think about it. Like, Jedi is just a completely different film.
It is.
And the prequels are obviously different.
Yeah.
But, the idea that they brought fresh blood in for this with some old people, that worked, man.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm so envious of you right now that you've seen it twice.
Yeah, man.
Like, there's another show starting in, like, 20 minutes and on an IMAX 3D at 1:20 a.m.
Yeah.
And if I didn't, I really want to go. I really do.
Yeah.
But I just want to think about it for a bit.
Yeah.
I want to chill on it. I want to talk to people online. I want to do all that shit.
Yeah.
But man. When was the last time a big film hit like this?
Oh, it's been a while.
Like, better than every summer film combined, man.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Yeah. For blockbusters, yeah, it's very rarely do I feel, wow, like, that just kicked my ass. Mad Max Fury Road, earlier this year. Other than that...
Yeah, like, maybe Mission Impossible.
Yeah, Rogue Nation was pretty cool.
But, you know, you got your Fantastic Fours and all those movies.
Exactly.
This movie is just... Yeah. I hope it breaks every damn record possible.
Yeah, man.
And I hope everybody I know likes it, and I hope everybody likes it who's listening, and I'm really fucking out of it right now.
Yeah. Me too, man. Me too. I'm so happy you enjoyed it. Like, part of me was a little nervous because I was like, man, I really hope Bill likes this too. And
no, man, Star Wars nerd.
Totally.
I'm a complete and, like, dyed-in-the-wool Star Wars fan, man.
Right on, dude.
And this was it, man.
Right on.
Yeah.
One of the things I wanted to talk about a little bit is the marketing and the trailers. You and me, we didn't really watch all the... Or did you watch the TV spots and
I did.
Everything?
I gave up after that international trailer where I thought I saw something I probably shouldn't see.
Yeah.
Which kind of pissed me off.
Yeah.
Those two trailers, man.
Yeah.
That we did see, that we were both just jazzed about.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. They did a great job of just giving you enough.
Yeah. Nothing was, like, told in those trailers. You had no idea what was going on in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
People have to learn from that.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, that was a great, great trailer campaign.
Do you know what's really screwed up?
What's that?
We're, like, right outside the theater, and I'm looking inside, and people are going into the 1:20 show, and I think it's sold out.
Holy shit,
like,
really?
There's people, I've seen people, like, walking back and forth.
Yeah.
Like, I know the theaters and, like, the rest of the world, they're playing it all night.
Yeah.
But, everything is sold out here.
It's huge. That's awesome.
Yeah. And, like, I heard it's already made $100 million just on pre-orders.
Oh, no way.
So,
man.
Dude!
Yeah.
Dude!
Star Wars, man. It feels good to be excited about Star Wars again.
I know, like...
Right? It's been a long time.
To
Empire?
When the hell is episode 8, man?
Yeah.
And, dude, Rian Johnson.
He's going to make one. Is he doing the next one?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's insane.
Like, it only gets better.
Yeah. For anybody who doesn't know his name, he did Looper and...
Brick.
Yeah.
The Brothers Bloom, but we won't count
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, Looper and Brick, both really great films.
Yeah.
And I think it's awesome that they're handing it to him. Like, that's great.
And then Gareth Edwards is making a standalone film.
That's true.
It only gets better.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's going to be awesome, dude.
Oh, man, I can't. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
It's Christmas, man.
Oh, totally. Yeah, and it's going to get better next week. We get to see The Hateful Eight in 70mm.
Damn right we do.
On Christmas Day.
Yeah, man.
That's going to be huge.
I don't know how this is going to sound, but this was kind of cool, but I think I'm done. I got to think about this film a bit.
Yeah.
I got so much shit going on in my head right now, man.
Yeah.
I got so many theories. It's like a fucking Shane Carruth film.
Oh, totally. That's cool, man.
Oh, yeah, man. It's a great time to be a Star Wars fan.
Right on. You ready to wind it down then?
Yeah, man.
Cool. Any closing thoughts before we seal the deal on the Star Wars episode?
6 out of 5.
6 out of 5. Right on, dude. I'm right there with you, man.
6 out of 5.
Yeah. It's a great, great film.
Yeah.
I can't imagine any Star Wars fan having problems with this film. Like,
shame on you if you do.
Exactly.
Like, what did you expect? This was more than you expected.
Yeah.
There's no way this wasn't. It was everything I wanted plus more.
Oh, totally.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, shame on you.
Shame on you. Shame, yeah. Shame. All right. Well, we're going to close it down. We hope you enjoy the show. And thanks for listening. And for spoiler phobes, you know, we keep it clean for you guys. And that's our... Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't hear one spoiler, man.
Yeah, same here.
So kudos to everybody for not spoiling that film for me.
Yeah.
Kudos.
Yeah, because there's...
Everybody saw it on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I should have been... I didn't stay off the internet.
Okay, yeah.
I should have been spoiled on that.
Oh, totally.
Never was.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Love
it. Yeah. Shout out to those people who kept it cool for the rest of us.
Yeah, man. But yeah, that's it.
All right.
For real this time.
Okay. All right. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Peace.